It's bothered you for weeks.
It's time to find out what happened.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Sylvia really doesn't know why she's being ghosted. She asked for our help to track down Todd, see if we could get him to come on, tell his side of things. And so that's what we're doing right now. Todd is joining us. How you doing, Todd?
Good.
Okay. Well, I'm a little nervous, apprehensive, yeah, but thanks for coming on. So we're calling about Sylvia. She told us that, so you remember Sylvia. She said you guys met through through a friend, and you guys went out for drinks.
What about her?
Yeah, well,
boy.
Well, she's surprised you're not getting back to her, Todd, because she thought you guys hit it off pretty well when you went out for drinks. So what's going on? Why haven't you responded to her?
I mean, everything's fine. I don't know. I had fun on the date. She's cool. She's probably too rough around the edges, if I had to just make it plain and simple.
Why would you think that?
We were hanging out, just drinking, and I'm just kind of like a live on vacation person. I was just having, a few margaritas, four, five, six margaritas, just hanging out. She's doing like double whiskey shots on every round. I mean, we're just kind of different in that respect. So
she outdrinks you. So what you're saying?
I think we were going drink for drink, as far as that goes. It's just like she's kind of like a barfly. Like she knew everybody in the bar.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So she's a regular at the place you went to.
Yeah, and not only is she a regular, like when I went to leave, like when the date was over, like she stayed and she helped the owner close.
Wow. That is the dream bar patron. Right. Buy everything and clean.
She wasn't working off the tab, was she?
Yeah. Okay, so that kind of puts you off. All right, well, of course, Sylvia's listening in. Sylvia, so we're, you heard what Todd said there. He thought,
Yeah, that's, not really the case. I mean, I can see why you would think that's Todd, and it might look that way, but no, I mean, I just like the bartender there. I've known him since high school, so we go way back. We're friends, and if I'm there, I just don't want him to close the place alone, I feel like you're overthinking this. It's not like I only go to bars for fun. That's just like my local place, so if I go to a bar, I go to that one.
I get it. I mean, I just got weird vibes from it, because it's like one thing to you walk in, you know everybody. It's another thing and you have a nickname for everybody, and they all have a nickname for you. It's weird.
Ooh, I think that's kind of fun.
All right.
I don't know. I feel like that's kind of not cool to judge me when, I honestly don't go out drinking that often. That's just the one place that I do, and it's close to where I live, and I've lived there for a while, so... I mean, you get to know the regulars, of course you're going to. I don't know. I just feel like if we had a different kind of date, it would help you see a different side of me, and, that might be the best thing to do, right?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. If we go to yogurt, are you going to stay and help the guy clean the machine at the end?
I don't even know what kind of machine there is. Wait, yoga? There's no machine.
Yogurt. Like you said, yogurt.
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 Yeah.
Yogurt. Do I know the yogurt dude from high school? Are we going to stay there till they close? What's going to happen?
Okay. I'm sensing a little bit of attitude here from Todd. I mean, I don't know that you're even trying to see her point of view here.
No, I'm just I'm real honest about my gut. So when my gut fires off, I just have set rules, It's I don't date retail, and I don't date people who help retail. Does that make sense? But I'm up for, giving another shot. She's great.
Did you say, don't date retail?
No, but you do understand that bars aren't retail. They're more service industry. Let's just get that clear. So you should know your own rules. But that's okay. If you're willing to, bend a rule for me, then... I guess I'll take the chance.
Okay, just because I'm an idiot, I don't date retail is not slang for something, right? Because I'm Googling I don't date retail. Because I like that line.
I kind of that should be on a t-shirt. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
I'm really not sure where we are here. Sylvia, do you still want to go out with Todd again?
I'm kind of on the fence, honestly, but okay. I'm open to the possibility.
All right, Todd, where are you at on this? No, or?
I mean, I'm definitely have to give I'm up to give her another shot. I mean, you know,
okay. All right. No bars.
Look, I had such a good time.
Okay.
Okay.
No bars, no yogurt, no retail. Okay? That's your next date. Good luck.
Mini golf?
Yeah, sure. Sure, why not? Mini golf. Well, you know what, Sylvia? You wanted to know what happened. Now you do. And you have each other's contact information. You guys can take it from here. You're back in touch. Good luck. I think we've done all we can, okay?
Yeah, you have. Thanks so much for your help.
You bet. Take care.
Dumped. Ghosted.
Call the Ghost Busters.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?